Hello, and welcome to episode number 10 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueeny, and on this week's show, on the morning after Netflix's latest earnings announcement, we'll be taking a look at the company and its video streaming peers. We've got an interesting angle for you this week. As a reminder, guys, Tech Talk Tuesday is our show for all of our tech-obsessed investors out there. It's certainly been an interesting week or so for the video streaming market. Not only was Netflix's report on Monday afternoon, but just a few days ago was the announcement of the 69th annual Emmy Awards nominations. So shares of Netflix are soaring today after the release of its earnings report, and it looks like investors are reacting positively to the news that it added more subscribers than expected. Interestingly enough, actually a slight earnings miss, but subscriber growth about 2 million ahead, 2 million more subscribers added than Wall Street estimates suggested. Now, I don't want to get too into the specifics of the report. That's going to be something that's much better suited for the Friday finish line at the end of the week. Definitely check out our episode on Friday. I'm sure we will be covering Netflix. But I do want to talk about one thing that the company cited for its success, specifically its success in the subscriber growth category, and that was its quote-unquote amazing content. I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm a Netflix fan. I watch several Netflix original shows consistently. And I agree with that statement. The Emmy Awards also seemingly agree with that statement. So as I mentioned last week, the nominations for the 69th annual Emmy Awards were announced, and they revealed once again that the video streaming companies of the world are here to stay. I'm calling this the tech takeover of the Emmy Awards. Netflix was the biggest winner here with 91 total nominations, which was up from 54 nominations last year. 54, nothing to scoff at. 91, a very impressive number. Elsewhere among the major streamers, Hulu grabbed 18 nominations. That was up from just 2 last year, while Amazon received 16 nominations, which was the same number it snatched last year. Even Facebook Live snagged 1 nomination, and YouTube grabbed 5 nominations. So before we get into too much more, it's worth noting that most of these nominations are not in the major categories that you're going to see televised on the award ceremony. In fact, in Amazon's case, for example, the nods include less publicized categories such as The Man in the High Castle's nomination for, quote, outstanding production design for a narrative program 1 hour or more, end quote. So that's kind of a mouthful. Amazon also got another nomination for Mozart in the Jungle's outstanding cinematography for a single camera series category. Nevertheless, these nods mean something within the industry, and it's important to recognize that the massive budgets that these companies are putting towards their original content are paying off in more ways than we as investors might recognize. Sure, at the end of the day, Netflix and Amazon have a responsibility to provide value to their shareholders, but the video streaming original content experiment, this bold idea that a company from Silicon Valley or Seattle could come into the entertainment industry and compete, is working. Of course, this isn't necessarily new. As mentioned, Netflix received a number of nods last year, and the streamer took home 9 awards. Amazon snagged wins in 6 categories last year. And I should mention, while Netflix has several award-winning original TV shows, kind of winning in, as far as sheer number of awards, Amazon has had debatably the more impressive firsts, if you will. So the company was the Jeff Bezos-led company, was the first streaming service to snag a Golden Globe for Best Series. And Manchester by the Sea made Amazon Studios the first streaming service to land an Oscar Best Picture nomination. I mentioned budgets a little bit earlier, and I actually would like to take a second to mention the budget of these companies. These are, of course, estimates. People like Amazon specifically very tight-lipped about the amount of money they're spending specifically on Amazon Studios, but it's about as good as we can do here. Netflix's content budget for this year, 2017, is said to be in the range of $6 billion, while Amazon's is said to be around $4.5 billion. By comparison, HBO has a budget of about $2 billion for its original content. Now, that's actually interesting because per budget dollar, HBO is then dominating in the awards. I mean, HBO is actually the most nominated network, bringing in a staggering 111 total nominations. Netflix, however, right there in second place. But if you look at the sheer amount of money Netflix is spending, you know, they're certainly paying more per award nomination than HBO is. That's obviously just kind of a made up metric, has little to no value for a shareholder to know. But interesting to note that HBO seems to have found a way to kind of refine its production process in a way that allows it to create shows efficiently on lower budgets that are still critically acclaimed. Now, is that something that comes over time? HBO's been doing this for decades. Netflix is relatively new to the game. Yeah, I think that's a scaling thing. That's a experience thing. That's something that you would like to see Netflix and Amazon improve over time as seemingly more and more money is thrown into the original content budget. So I mentioned HBO's first, Netflix is second. On the smaller side of things, Hulu and Amazon are starting to compete with the likes of CBS and Fox, who only brought in 29 and 21 nominations respectively. Also, I just want to give another quick shout out to Netflix, responsible for 3 out of the 7 best series nominations. So if you're looking at the actual key categories, the ones that are going to be closing out the award ceremony, the really respected and important shows in the industry, the types of awards that are, you know, going to be making actors' careers, making show creators' careers, Netflix is right up there. And so if you're someone in the industry right now, all of a sudden, instead of looking towards this TV production company that's been around for 50, 60 years, that has, you know, planted itself in the middle of Hollywood and has this tradition and legacy and a certain way of doing things, if you're trying to come up with a show, if you have a show, if you have a pilot, or if you're trying to land a role in a pilot, all of a sudden you're doing business with a company that's based out of Silicon Valley. You're doing business with a company that's based out of Seattle. And obviously, you know, Netflix, Amazon, they have their presence in Hollywood. You have to have your presence in Hollywood to compete. But it's interesting now that, if you're on the TV show side of things, a very serious contender is what we know as a e-commerce or overall technology company. When you are going to the major film festivals and you're trying to get your movie sold, all of a sudden you're looking to a relatively new company, and one that even more so than its actual age has only been making its own original content and producing films and TV for a few years now. So interesting that these young companies have made such a splash and an impact on the entertainment industry, which is, you know, one of our oldest and most traditional industries kind of in the country. And definitely interesting that they've done it and received, definitely a noteworthy amount of critical acclaim. And that's reflected in these award nominations. So yeah, anyway, that just about does it for the Tech Talk Tuesday this week. Again, I'm calling that the tech takeover of the Emmy Awards. I expect to see more of it, and I expect to see even more of it as we get into the awards later this year. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, feel free to shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcast. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes. As always, thanks for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We will see you next time.